Good evening, guys. Welcome to today's highlight sports. I am Blue. Love Sports, Love Radio, CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In World Sports News, Tracy and Vivian will bring you the latest sports news all over the world. In Highlight Game, Blue and Jesse are going to lead you to review a fantastic game between Liverpool and Arsenal in Premier League. In Weekly Foresee, Ruby, Jesse and Ray will foresee the exciting La Liga game between Barcelona and Seville. In AD, Jesus will bring you an exciting sports advertisement. In Young Man, Sargeras and Blue will teach you some knowledge of football. In the Great, Kate and Tracy will take you back to the legendary 81 points game that Kobe Bryant performed. Are you ready? Let's now count down from 3, 2, 1, go! On all the
Welcome to today's World Sports News, brought to you by Highlight Sports. I'm Vivian.
I'm Tracy.
Here's a roundup of the latest news about your favorite sports events. First, let's have a brief look at it.
Ronaldo scored 5 as Real Madrid win 9-1.
Arsenal 4-1 Liverpool, when Sterling is under pressure.
Lewandowski made the difference as Bayern Munich beat down Borussia Dortmund.
Now it's in detail.
Cristiano Ronaldo helped Real Madrid bounce back from their recent poor from the La Liga as he hit 5 goals to help his side hammer Granada 9-1. After only one win in the last 4 La Liga games, Madrid need to get back on track and close the 4-point gap on Barcelona. Madrid were ahead soon after though as Gareth Bale pounced on a defensive error and slot home from a tight angle. Cristiano Ronaldo then took over and hammered an 8-minute hat trick before halftime to put the game beyond doubt.
But Real Madrid won down and, after the break, Karim netted twice and Ronaldo backed his fourth, diving into the post to convert a header in a 5-minute spell to make it 7-0. Ibanez then raced through to slide the ball under Iker Casillas and pull a goal back from Granada in the 74th minute, but Diego Mainz then scored an own goal for Granada to leave the score at 8-1.
Granada wanted more, however, and rose to head home his fifth of the game in the final minutes, and Granada was put out of their misery seconds later. That is the first time that Portuguese has scored 5 goals for Real Madrid. His 8-minute hat-trick was the quickest of his real career. He's now 4 goals ahead of Barcelona's Messi in La Liga, scoring charts with 36. Ridiculous.
Arsenal scored 3 goals in a whirlwind 9-minute period to help see off Champions League chasing rivals Liverpool at the Emirates Stadium Saturday. Rapid fire strikes from Hector Bellerin, Mesut Ozil and Alexis Sanchez sent the Gunners well on their way to a convincing victory before the first half was up. And although Jordan Henderson pulled a goal back from the penalty spot late in the second period, Liverpool were reduced to 10 men when defender Aaron McCann dismissed for a second bookable offence. The 4-1 result moves Arsenal into second position ahead of Manchester City, which doesn't play until Monday. To learn more details, don't miss the following highlight game.
For Liverpool, it leaves qualification to the Champions League looking increasingly unlikely. With just 7 games for the season remaining, the Reds could be as many as 8 points behind 4th place Manchester United, who occupy the final qualification spot by the end of Saturday.
Much of the pre-match conversation has centered around Liverpool's young striker Raheem Sterling. The 20-year-old, who recently broke off talks over a new contract, spoke out in a controversial interview earlier in the week, cryptically describing how he would be reassessing his options at the end of the season. Pacing and skillful, intelligent and freakishly strong for one so slender, Sterling is undoubtedly one of England's most exciting talents. Liverpool's Raheem Sterling cut a frustrated figure in his side's matchup with Arsenal. Early on, he did much to emphasize just why Liverpool do not want to let him go. The result is remaining to be seen.
The former Borussia Dortmund hero scored the only goal of the game on his Spanish gala return to the Westfalen Stadium as Bayern Munich came out on top of the closely fought German classical feature. In truth, this was hardly a surprising outcome given the recent opposing fortunes of these two sides. While the pair may have dominated German football for the past five seasons, Bayern have excelled yet further this year while Dortmund have stalled.
A tame opening half hour produced few chances. Predictably, Bayern dominated possession and looked more likely as the two to score. But Dortmund, which has been far from convincing in defensive matters this season, gave little way until Lewandowski pounced after 35 minutes. Although Dortmund goalkeeper closed the angle and saved well from the German international striker, Lewandowski was on hand to knock the rebound into an unguarded net. As has become the custom for returning players these days, Lewandowski refused to celebrate scoring against his former club.
The game quickly returned to its pedestrian pace, but Dortmund began the second half with a renewed sense of purpose. But despite pinning the champions back and coming close through a Ruiz free kick at the game end away, there was to be no Dortmund equalizer. The result means Bayern require a maximum of just four more victories to ensure another Bundesliga crown. For Dortmund, the end of the torrid season can already come soon enough.
That's all for today's World Sports News. Thank you for being with us on behalf of our team. Coming next is Halle Games. I'm Vivian.
I'm Tracy.
See you next Sunday.
See you.
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to today's highlight game. I'm Jessie.
Hello, everyone. Glad to see you again, and I'm your friend Blue.
Today, we are going to bring you a magnificent football match performed by the Gunners.
After a fruitful break, the saw a number of Arsenal players translate their fine domestic form to the international arena, a home clash against Liverpool was quite a return for Premier League action.
At 6 wins from 6 in March, the international break may have come at an inopportune moment for Arsenal, but they wasted no time in refining their rhythm here.
Arsenal scored 3 goals in the space of 8 first half minutes to put them on their way to a thrilling 4-1 victory against Liverpool at Etihad Emirates Stadium.
Wenger grand a surprise with the addition of an extra midfielder to his side as Ozil replaced Danny Welbeck and Aaron Ramsey line up on the right flank.
Elsewhere, Per Mertesacker took the armband as a return to the heart of the defense at the expense of Gabriel, with Bellerin the final change as it came in for Callum Chambers.
Now let's move on to the last game. The Gunners set about the visitors from the very first whistle, hustling into tackles and hunting as packs as they sought to take control of the early exchange.
Alexis and Santi Cazorla both went close within 3 minutes before Aaron Ramsey forced Simon Mignolet into the sprawling save seconds later.
It was a breathless, thrilling opening period, but Liverpool's stag lead began to grow into the game, and with 18 minutes gone, they sprung a golden opportunity to open the scoring themselves.
Philippe Coutinho had been quietly influential, and he suddenly picked out Lazar Markovic to play him on the goal. The Serbian midfielder took a touch, and after drawing the onrushing David Ospina, rolled the ball across to Sterling in support.
It looked a certain goal, but somehow his pass invaded his teammate's outstretched foot and drifted out for a goal kick. It was a huge let-out for the hosts, but Brendan Rodgers' side continued to press, and they again went close soon afterwards when Sterling drew a low shot just wide.
It was suddenly a much more even affair, with the balance of power shifting almost by the minute as both sides pushed and probed, waiting for the next opportunity to take control.
It arrived in the 37th minute, and what a moment it was. Bellerin raced on the Ramsey's pass, shimmied his way past two men in the area, and curled a left footed strike into the bottom corner to give Arsenal the lead.
It's a good ball to Aaron Ramsey. Bellerin. Hector Bellerin is opening up. What a goal by Hector Bellerin! His second for Arsenal this season, and it gives them the lead.
It's a great finish. He shows the composure of a 35-year-old centre forward who's been banging in goals 30 a season for the last 10 seasons. He chopped his shoulder, pretended to pull the trigger, let a Liverpool player lay down, and then he just bends it down to the bottom right, and Mignolet can't get near it. It's a great finish by Bellerin.
Moments later, and the already raucous atmosphere inside Emery Stadium reached a whole new level as the home side doubled their advantage with another beautiful strike.
This time, Ozil was the hero, curling home a sublime free kick from 20 yards after Zola had been flattened just outside the area.
Ozil.
Zappo knows it as well. He's kind of turned away hoping. But it may just be that Anthony Taylor is going to just speak to us.
Just let him off. It's going to be Mesut Ozil. Beautiful goal! Wonderful technique, and Arsenal have doubled the lead.
That's a great finish, and I've got to be honest, Tim, it's just like Hector Bellerin's finish. He just bent that into the corner, nice and easy, placed it in there, makes it look simple, but it's not. He's seen a world-class goalkeeper there and made it look like it was Sunday football.
But there was even better to come as Alexis made it 3 right on the stroke of halftime with a magnificent pile driver from the edge of the area after being found by Aaron Ramsey.
Ramsey trying to play it on. Here's Alexis Sanchez! What a finish! Arsenal had the third goal, and that was quality from Alexis Sanchez.
And we wanted him to score so badly, and look how he does it. And the little man there is nearly crying. That's fantastic. He has smashed that in as well. It's moved all over the place. Mignolet, no chance.
It was a fabulous end to the half for Wenger's men, who went into the interval in total control of a game that had, some 10 minutes earlier, seemed in the balance.
The Gunners were determined to pick up from where they had left off, and they continued to press the visitors as they searched for another goal.
They nearly got it in the 56th minute when a patient build-up play on the edge of the Liverpool area, Giroud met Ozil's cross on the right but saw his head upon over by Mignolet.
Rodgers had opted to bring on Sturridge at an interval, but it was centre-back Kane who came closer to reducing the arrears with a fierce drive that Ospina did well to push away.
Try as they might, Liverpool were finding it hard to get any change out of the Arsenal defence and were forced to try their luck with speculative efforts from the distance.
The second half certainly did not have the same frenetic feels as the first, but the host 3-0 up and cruising, that was exactly how Wenger would have wanted it.
But with 15 minutes remaining, battling trips Sterling in the area, and Henderson converted the resulting spot kick to give Liverpool a hope of a comeback.
Miss Sterling, good skill, but that's a penalty. That is a penalty all day long. Bellerin's taken Sterling. He knew instantly Anthony Taylor to be found in a good position, and he points to the spot. Oh, Spina nearly got to it, but Jordan Henderson has scored here, so Liverpool have pulled a goal back.
But Kane's red card extinguished that, and a red-hot Gunners then added the fourth in injury time as Giroud made it 10 goals in his last 10 games with a curling strike into the far corner.
Good ball by Alexis Sanchez. Will Giroud get his goal? Of course he will! And it rounds off the day! Arsenal are going second and they're out of sight here.
Well, I've got to say, Tim, I want to sing La 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 Giroud, but I think the crowd are going to do that for us. What a fantastic finish, and there was no way Arsenal were going to score 3-4 goals today, and that man Giroud wasn't going to get one of them. And it's a lovely, lovely finish. It's another one of those left foot curlers to Mignolet's right. We've had 3 goals, very, very similar finishes today.
got a nice overhead shot here. Let's enjoy it, David.
Yeah, look, he just picks the ball up there. He just bends it around, and that one's even more in the top corner than the other two.
As an Arsenal fan, I'm so delighted that the Gunners secured a nice successive league victory at Emery Stadium.
So am I. Well, this is all for our program today. Thank you for being with us and enjoying our game. This is Blue.
And this is Jesse.
Coming next is Weekly for C. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm Ray.
I'm Jesse. Glad to meet you.
I'm also glad to see you all again after the short holiday. It's a pity that I went sightseeing and missed many games. How about you?
Of course I didn't. I stayed at home to watch all the exciting battles.
Wow, you are really a sports fan.
You shouldn't miss the game. Have you heard the news that Real Madrid dropped Granada with a 9-goal hat-trick?
9-goal? Incredible!
Sounds astonishing, isn't it? The match results are really hard to predict.
Sure it is, but I want to watch more games in La Liga.
There's going to be a match between Barcelona and Sevilla Football Club. I'm looking forward to it.
Will Messi be fit to face it?
Maybe he will. Messi was able to jog slightly and actually join the rest of the Barcelona squad.
I do hope they can win. Our old friend Ruby is also here today. Let us listen to the senior fan for some advice.
I'm sharpening my ears.
Thanks for your inviting. I'm Ruby. Let's look at Barcelona first. As usual, Messi will be the main attraction for fans attending the game. On this occasion, however, it is not clear whether the talented Argentinian will be able to feature due to a swollen foot.
Barcelona fans are concerned by how slow his recovery has been over the past fortnight. In addition, touring around the United States with his national team despite not taking part in any games was not helpful from a strictly sporting perspective. Fortunately, as you have mentioned, a reassuring sign that suggests his journey to recovery may be complete sooner than expected.
But I think Barcelona needs players to step up if Messi is out, and questions must be asked to whether it is worth the risk of playing a man who shoulders much of Barcelona's hopes to win trophies this season.
I quite agree.
World-class forwards Neymar and Suarez are both expected to start and take the goal scoring responsibility of Messi if the Argentinian is unable to take part in the game.
Suarez has improved greatly on his early performances, while the Brazilian started off the season on fire before slowing down in recent months. However, both have more than enough ability to make sure goals are not a problem for this side, and Pedro can ably help them as well. Witnessing the other two South American stars combining without the undisputed leader of Barcelona's attack would be hugely interesting.
Moreover, it is important to highlight that the many positive results Barcelona have received so far this season are a consequence of their most robust approach as a team. While having supremely gifted individuals up front obviously helps, the most robust attitude at both ends of the pitch has been the main difference so far.
Then what about the fifth place Sevilla Football Club?
Of course, La Liga win in a row ensured them kept the pressure on fellow Champions League chasers Atletico Madrid and Valencia, as well as bringing an end to Athletic's 5-game winning streak. And their coach Unai Emery is quite good. Sevilla are planning to extend the contract of the coveted coach. The 43-year-old coach joined the Spanish club in January 2013 and has led them to fifth place finishes in the past two seasons. He's attempting to lead Sevilla to a second successive Europe League title, and the club are also pushing for a top four finish in the Primera Division. In a word, the game may not be easy for Barcelona to win,
but this Barca side have enough strength in depth to be able to get through matches of this kind with or without their most important player.
I do hope so. Thanks for your excellent inference, my dear audience. That's all for today's program. Will Messi appear in the match, or will Barcelona win the battle? Don't miss the exciting game. It's on April the 12th. I'm Ray.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Ruby.
Next goes the interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello everyone, welcome to Highlight Sports. Now it's AD time. Welcome Michael Jordan to show us an advertisement. Okay, let's go.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Xiao Man. I will continue to introduce football this time. As we all know, each team has 11 players in the field, including goalkeeper and 7 for substitution. Players have their own position. Except goalkeeper, there are 3 main positions. Backfielders take the charge of defense. They use tackles and sliding tackles to get the ball from opponent players. Sometimes even break the ball, which means kicking the ball out to neutralize opponents attacking or serving seconds for rearranging defense. Occasionally, they can go by their heads. Left back, center back, and right back are 3 kinds of backfielder. Midfielder can also be divided as central midfielder, central defending midfielder, central attacking midfielder, left midfielder, and right midfielder. Central midfielder and the central attacking midfielder usually start an attack, conducting and creating chances. Left midfielder and right midfielder are attackers from the wings. They are good at dribbling, breaking through, and cross-passing. Of course, shooting. Central defending midfielder connects backfielder and attacking line. Not only did they participate in defending, but also attacking. Here come strikers. They have wonderful attacking skills for scores. A world-class striker seldom lose the chances, so they were easier to be remembered in people's mind. Pele, Maradona, Ronaldo, Messi, Drogba, and so on. We can speak hundreds of strikers with great honor. Since our friend Blue is a football player, let's have an interview with him to see his idea with playing football. How are you, Blue? Would you mind having an interview?
No problem.
Okay, since you are a football player, which position do you play?
Actually, I play for the midfielder and occasionally for the CDM because the midfielder
their main mission is to defend their other attackers, and sometimes I got the wingers, maybe the left wing or the right wing. Both feet for me is okay to pass the ball into the box, and this is basically three positions I play for football.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Have you ever do some professional training to improve stamina or other skills?
Professional training, maybe not. Although I born in the football city Dalian, usually I play football with some friends just on our school's playground, and there are no teachers for us or no coaches for us. But I actually played football for maybe nearly 15 or 14 years. It's really a long time, and I think there is a special connection between football and me. Although there is no some professional training, I think it doesn't matter. I love football, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's great. What kind of teammate is your favorite?
Our teammate, this is a really special and important question. Because, you know, when we step onto the court, there are different kind of players on the court. And I like that kind of person that when they get the ball at the first time, they raise their head to see what is going on the court so they can carry on their moves to dribble or to pass the ball to your teammates. And I think this kind of players I like the best because they can observe the situation on the court and they can do the correct judgment for the team.
Yes, cooperate with a great teammate will lead to the win.
Yes, yes.
Okay, last question. Would you like to show your unique skills?
Unique skill, maybe I'm not so good at some unique skills, but I want to recommend a kind of shooting skill. It's called volley. You know, volleyball is a fair jump and to put the ball to the other side, and this is the same criteria of football. The volley is the player does not wait the ball fall onto the ground, and they use their foot, both right or left is okay, and they first of all to save some energy for the shoot, and they can use all of their energy to put the ball into maybe a corner of the net, and it is really a strong kind of shooting, and if the attacker can control of this kind of skill, it's very useful. In my memory, I think Cristiano Ronaldo is a very good player at the volley, and maybe the Drogba is still very good, but I think Lionel Messi is is more skillful. Maybe the volley is not very suitable for him.
Yes, I have a strong mind to play with you. Okay, thank you very much. It's a happy interview.
Thank you.
Okay, today we have a brief view of positions in the field. If you enjoy the shooting and scoring, you can be a good striker. If you like to coordinate with your teammate and organize attack, you can be a central midfielder to get chances for scoring. If you are keen on defending, you can be a nice backfielder. But remember, safety first, not only you, but also your opponent. This is the end of today's Xiao Man. Next time, we will interview Jackie. See you next week.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's The Great. I'm your host, Kate.
And I'm Tracy.
In our last episode, we introduced the career of the legendary basketball player Kobe Bryant. Today, let's stay back to that night in State Post Center on January, where amazing happened. The 81.9.
As a matter of fact, Kobe did not have a good performance in 2003-04 season, with so many troubles such as losing terminal games, sex scandal, and the breakness with O'Neal. He lost the opportunity to join the playoffs for his fifth time in 9 years.
In the game against Raptors, Kobe chose to play in his way.
Not long before in the game against Dallas, Kobe scored 62 points only in three quarters. So, if the Lakers won this game, they could have a four-day break. And so Kobe said, no one wants to have the holiday be spoiled with a depressed emotion.
At the beginning of the game, Raptors adopted a tactic set to defend Kobe one-on-one. In the first period, Raptors broadened the score gap to dozens. and Kobe just shot 14 points. In the second quarter, the Lakers still trailed.
At halftime, the Lakers had 49-63 behind, and Kobe shot 26 points in total. It was unusual for Kobe at that time.
The Raptors continue to broaden the score gap, and the Lakers have 18 points down.
However, when it comes to the third quarter, Kobe began to fire. 13 of 15 shoots, also with 4 of 5 3-point shots. Lakers have 6 points ahead at the end of the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, Kobe scored 28 points more. In this quarter, each shot Kobe scored, we could hear the screaming, Kobe, Kobe. And every time Kobe carrying it turned to be MVP, MVP.
Well, that's 51 for number 8, and the Lakers go up by a deuce.
MVP, huh? No doubt right now.
Kevin George, inserted in the lineup, you mentioned it. Oh, great pass. Kobe assist to Lamar. Toronto got lost on D.
That was the worst defensive sequence the Raptors have played tonight. Kobe has 53 points through three.
Well, his career high is what, 62?
Yeah,
I don't think he can get that in this quarter.
43 seconds before the end, Kobe has a free throw. Actually, the Lakers have already locked the victory before the two free throws. However, in this way, Kobe can gain his 81 scores. He got 18 of 20 free throws totally at last.
Ultimately, the score ends at 122 to 104. The electronic scoreboard read, Kobe Bryant, 46 of 28 shots, 7 of 13 3-points, 18 free throws of 20, a total 81 points. It was an amazing night for Kobe. It is incredible. Like watching a video game, and he's the best player in the game.
Nothing that needs to be said about this game.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed the second greatest scoring performance in NBA history. 79 points by Kobe Bryant tonight against the Toronto Raptors. Over a minute
crowd. The crowd is on their feet.
I think with the 81 now, no other team or other players would let that happen. The Miami Heat power forward Walker told reporters. Now guys will fall out trying to stop him from doing that. If someone gets 81 on me, I'm going to close him.
He told us to get him 50 shots, Walker said, suggesting that O'Neal was fully aware of Bryant's display.
However, McGrady said it was awesome of what Kobe had done. And what surprised me isn't 46 times shooting, but the hit rate, which is over 50%. In a more accurate speaking, what amazed me most is his endurance and stamina. It shows that Kobe's 81 is not just due to the luck. There is something more important contributing to Kobe's success. The road to greatness charges steep tolls, and Bryant is always willing to pay.
Hats off, he's the best. It's hard to get 50 in a game. He did it in a half. It takes a tough player who works really hard. I think he's one of the best ever, as Snow said. Okay, that's all for Kobe Bryant's excellent game and the comments to his game. I'm Tracy.
I'm Kate.
See you next week.
See you.
Cast, producer,
Tracy, 杨鹏.
Anchor, Blue, 许浩宽.
Jackie, 刘佳琪.
Journalist,
Ruby, 曹阳.
Sagaris, 陈云涛.
Ray, 陈瑞.
Kate, 袁英曼.
Vivian, 龚怡洁.
Jesse, 王倩.
Love Sports, Love Radio, CUC.
Good evening, dear audience. Weekly Focus is waiting for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。